1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Heavy rain and hail are helping fight the effort to fight wildfires in New Mexico that have forced evacuations and killed two people. But KQRE-TV's Natalie Wadas reports too much rain may cause additional problems.
There are hundreds of crews on the ground and in the air. Officials say they were focused on attacking the fire from the air today, dropping flame retardant and slurry. It's expected to rain here, and concern includes now flash flooding.
Tropical storm Alberto has been lashing Texas, sending floodwaters cascading down the streets of Galveston. People in nearby beach communities have been trapped. The storm is expected to weaken as it moves inland overnight and dissipate. Extreme heat is roasting much of the country from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic, and New England temperatures are in the 90s. CBS News correspondent Bradley Blackburn tells us how we're coping.
In Barrie, Vermont, city officials did it the old-fashioned way, opening fire hydrants to help the local kids cool off.
Awesome. Running through the water.
Yes, it's very hot in our house. Very hot.
But for many who work outdoors, there's little choice but to brave it. It
hasn't even hit what they say it's supposed to, and it's going to get worse.
CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula reports on a fatal attack along a busy highway in the nation's heartland.
A 72-year-old Missouri man was killed, and a 71-year-old female traveling companion was critically hurt when they were attacked by a man with a knife at a rest stop on I-80 near Grand Island, Nebraska. Police say it was a robbery attempt about 7 a.m. Wednesday. They've arrested a 22-year-old Ohio man in connection with the attack. He fled the scene but was later captured by the Nebraska State Patrol. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The city of Denver has a new program to help people without homes live in homes they can call their own. CBS's Allison Keyes says it involves cash payments.
Those who applied, like Jolene Jaquetta, used $1,000 monthly cash payments for everything from groceries to rent and health care.
I was able to use the money to get an apartment where I live now.
Project leaders say participants spent fewer nights on the streets and spent less time in emergency rooms and jails. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Snapchat is going to have to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit brought by California's Civil Rights Department. It accused the company of discriminating against female employees, failing to prevent workplace sexual harassment, and retaliating against women who complained. The settlement covers women who worked in the state of California for Snapchat between the years 2014 and 2024. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about the city. Not any specific city, just in general. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank out the oil.
Good Lord.
What was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Sal Frelick in center field again for the second night in a row, robbing the Angels' Taylor Ward with another great catch at the wall. That secured a 2-0 win for the Brewers over the Angels in Anaheim. It's the Brewers' fourth series win in a row, 2-1. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta back in form, pitching 6 scoreless innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddy was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. when his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. He doesn't let the outcome of the pitch or the play affect him. And, you know, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects six shutout every time, and that's hard. You know, it's Major League Baseball, and he's been around a while. Guys know him, and guys are gunning for him and getting up for him, and really proud that, you know, Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
So the crew now heads to San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers out there through the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 50s to lower 60s. On your Thursday, chance of rain a little better. Showers and storms across the area, mostly cloudy skies, and highs near the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Redcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Was my mic off? Apparently. Welcome back. Let me make sure. Yeah, I can see modulation now. There you go. I'm sorry, I had my mic muted. Welcome back to the second hour of the program. And Matt Gaetz, this is really interesting. You know, the Republicans control the House of Representatives. And you would think that they would kind of protect their own, but I think that they're just like over it with Matt Gaetz having this, perverted, drug-using weirdo who kind of looks like either Beavis or Butthead. I can't keep them straight. The House Ethics Committee, again, run by Republicans, has obtained testimony from a witness who claims that she was paid for sex by Matt Gaetz and that he paid her using Venmo. So they, according to ABC News, the committee subpoenaed the Venmo accounts, and sure enough, there it is. Other witnesses have told the committee that they were paid to attend parties that Gaetz attended that featured drugs and sex. So he's long, you know, the Department of Justice has had an investigation into Matt Gaetz for quite some time about sex trafficking an underage girl. You'll recall his best friend is in prison right now, or one of his close friends is in prison right now for that, the former Florida tax collector Joel Greenberg, who apparently has testified against Gaetz. But, you know, what does this say about the Republican Party? Is there still some shred of decency left in it? Or is it that they're just tired of being embarrassed and they want to get back to the business of making America fascist? I'm inclined to think the latter. Also, the bird flu pandemic risk is high and increasing, apparently. This is very troubling because, the bird flu is quite a pathogen. It kills humans. And interestingly, about the only way that you can get it right now is being around birds that are infected. And, you know, we have a lot of geese and ducks here in Portland. You know, we've got two major rivers, the Columbia and the Willamette, that run, you know, the borders our town, and the Willamette runs right through the middle of our town. And a lot of birds. But also, what's happening is that chickens are getting this, and then they're feeding chicken litter, what's called chicken litter, which is the hay, the straw that the chickens sit on to lay their eggs and whatnot, and it's filled with chicken poop and chicken feathers. They're feeding that to cows as a protein source, and the cows are getting, you know, bird flu. And right now there's 102 herds in the United States that are infected with H5N1, which is the bird flu that people are so flipped out about. And pretty much, unless you are in contact with those cows or those birds, and that has produced some bird flu cases here in the United States, the only other way you can get this is by drinking cow's milk that has not been pasteurized. Because the virus is still alive. It's passing through the cow's milk. And in fact, they're finding just in normal milk samples all over the country, when they look for virus particles, it's all testing positive for H5N1. The thing is, the viruses are dead. They represent no threat to anybody if you're drinking pasteurized milk. But if you're drinking raw milk, the viruses are alive, and they can give you bird flu. Which makes it even weirder that this is now the new thing among right-wing influencers, among MAGA and QAnon influencers, is that they are pitching people, saying, "Hey, you need to be drinking unpasteurized raw milk." It's crazy. It's just crazy. So, anyhow, I suppose a lot of other things going on in the news right now, but. Including, they've just nailed Trump. He told 30 lies in his rally yesterday in Wisconsin. 30 lies in an hour and a half. That's roughly a lie, what, every 3 minutes or every 4 or 5 minutes? And then the Trump campaign pack is facing backlash as it's calling migrants illegal people. Yeah, illegal people. Just exactly what we need, right? So anyhow, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Just a reminder, the next hour, the entire hour, will be Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls. Sandora in Seattle. Hey, Sandora, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have an invention for the debate that I wanted to run by you. And it involves AI. I know everybody's freaking out about AI, but what if we use it to our advantage? And so during the debate, each of the candidates has a light behind them. And every time they tell a lie, AI can instantly disseminate it and the light goes off.
I like it. It ain't going to happen.
Use it in our media, like in the behind a newscaster.
Yeah. Sinclair would never tolerate that.
It's going off all the time. But we can instantly disseminate facts from fiction.
Yep. I have a feeling that CNN is going to be doing a lot of that kind of fact-checking and probably throwing it up as chyrons on the screen. But we'll see. We'll see. They may not be willing to do that. They may be concerned that that'll make them seem partisan. You have to keep in mind that the new head of programming there and the new boss at CNN are both right wingers. So, I'm not holding high hopes for this. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's next week. It's going to be interesting. Sandora, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Laura in Canoga Park, California. Hey, Laura, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's so great to actually talk to you. I listen to your show all the time. Mad respect for you. My concern right now is that American voters have absolutely no choice but genocide for the Palestinian people. Both Trump and Biden are actively, supporting Israel. And we're just basically walking.
Yes and no. Biden has on multiple occasions called out Netanyahu. Biden went over there and said, please don't make the mistake that George Bush made, which Netanyahu went ahead and did. Biden has withheld 1,000 and 2,000 pound bombs from Israel. Trump, on the other hand, is saying that Israel needs to go in and finish the job. Just flatten Gaza. So there is a difference. I mean, I am not fully on board with Biden's agenda here, but there is a big difference between these two, and we do have a choice.
I could, Well, I guess my question, though, is I'm just deeply concerned about that statement, too, because Biden will say one thing, but then in the end, he said Rafah was his red line. But if you start attacking civilians in Rafah, we're done. No more U.S. military support. And here we are. And we just funded another couple billion dollars to continue what's now openly a genocide. War crimes being committed left and right.
And that's why I said I'm not on board with Biden's agenda. But I do respect the fact. I mean, it's a big deal. Israel is an ally since its inception. Israel has been a major ally of the United States in the Middle East. And to cut off military support to Israel, as Biden has done, you know, at least with the dumb bombs, is that's a big deal. Hopefully it's just the beginning.
I guess my question goes deeper than that, though. I'm really, is the genocide of the Palestinian people the only way forward now? Is there other alternatives? Because Israel has openly stated
there's a two-state solution, which Biden is pushing. You've got Anthony Blinken going over to the region trying to make this happen. He's trying to get the other Arab states involved. We have been working, the United States, the Biden administration, has been working really hard to try to bring about a two-state solution. The problem that we have is that, you know, the Prime Minister, Netanyahu, realizes that the day that he ends the war is the day that he's going to end his own presidency or his own prime ministership, and that's the day that, you know, the trials against him are going to start, and he's going to go to prison. The guy is corrupt as the day is long, and that's the problem. And now you've got Republicans in Congress who have invited him to come and address the United States Congress. I mean, that's just obscene.
It's and Biden is just a smack in the face of so many people.
He did the same thing to Obama. Netanyahu came over to the United States to address Congress over Obama's objections. You know, it was, again, the Republicans in Congress who invited him. Well, but, Laura, this is a difficult situation and not one that we're going to easily solve in a quick conversation. But I get your objections. Thanks for the call. Ellen in Portland, Maine. Hey, Ellen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm getting better.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Fine, Ellen.
Thank goodness. Long-time listener. I'm 78 years old, and I have a suggestion for you regarding COVID realities.
Uh-huh.
And also, this would include H5N1, that there is a microbiologist named Dr. Amy Prohl, P-R-O-A-L, who has videos on YouTube and is one of the bigger experts in this country regarding COVID, long COVID in particular, but also it ties into the fact that there are at least 5 groups on Facebook, and I'm sure on X and on many other sites, that are people like myself who remain completely isolated. I have, going into this fifth year, and who mask all the time. I have, for this entire duration.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Prohl...
Yeah, I had largely up until a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I know. And I was very upset to hear that you had contracted it, but it's still out there. And so that's my major contribution, is that Dr. Prohl, and also there's 2 other authors on Substack, Julia Doubleday and Jessica Wildfire, and they have a wealth of information on COVID.
Oh, yeah,
and
I subscribe to Jessica's newsletter. Yeah.
Right. And I just wanted to share that because now that we're facing H5N1, and we are facing it, I think it's critical that the public gets more information. And I know that you are one of the people.
I agree. Ellen, I'm out of time. I'm sorry.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, in fact. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloating, and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day, every day. All with a money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today? Happy Juneteenth.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, and happy Juneteenth, although I'll tell you that for a long time I was very conflicted about that as a greeting for this particular holiday. I've since resolved that, but I'll tell you the background of why in a moment. First of all, Juneteenth, I now
because
understand
it's kind of a solemn
and
event,
embrace.
You know, really.
It is the first day of full freedom for all slaves. So that's worth celebrating. But here's the background that that always caused me consternation. The reason it was Texas is because Texas was a territory and not a state, and slaves were effectively hidden assets. So Texas was the Cayman Islands of the 1800s, where slaves were hidden wealth, hidden human wealth, from government regulation. And to me, that casts a certain pallor of shame on Texas that they were willing to embrace the, we'll take them here and hide them for you. Thank goodness they were, you know, those slaves were free. But you know, that as a background, wow. And when you think about it, wow, talk about true to character. My understanding is that Texas is now working to establish its own stock exchange, that it will be fully digital. So it's not like the trading floors that you see in New York and that sort of thing.
Right.
That it will be a fully digital. Small problem, number one, who knows what manner of transparency Texas will ensure that stock exchange does not get? Who knows what manner of evasion of regulation by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, that Texas will assist this exchange in establishing? And third of all, as a really practical matter, Texas's electrical grid is unreliable. Why would you want to put a digital stock exchange there?
Well, I think they're doing it because they're preparing for secession.
Of course. That wouldn't surprise me.
You know?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, they've been talking about that for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, happy Juneteenth.
Well, thank you, Marie. Happy Juneteenth to you, too. It's always so nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Just a reminder, Congressman Mark Pocan is coming up at the top of the next hour.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacement, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea.
Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. About 1,400 structures are destroyed or damaged in New Mexico's South Fork Fire. The town of Reynoso has seen many residents evacuate.
For people that are visitors and tourists here, just give us a little bit and then come back and see us. Come back and support Reynoso.
Reynoso spokesperson Carrie Gladden. Tropical storm Alberto is swirling in the Gulf of Mexico, causing flooding at the Texas coastline. Weather Channel meteorologist Felicia Combs is at South Padre Island.
And we are seeing the impacts of that system here, even though it's hundreds of miles away, and we are not expecting a landfall in Texas. That landfall is going to be in Mexico overnight tonight, early Thursday morning.
Denver is using cash payments to help ease the problem of homelessness.
The first of its kind project looked at the impact of guaranteed income on homelessness. Project leaders say participants spent fewer nights on the streets and spent less time in emergency rooms and jails.
CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Steve Martin says he doesn't like being in comedy clubs anymore because they remind him of his old stand-up days when he was starting out. Martin says when he walks into comedy clubs now, he can still taste the cheap wine in his mouth. Martin sat down with Oscar-winning documentarian Morgan Neville in L.A. to discuss his documentary, Steve, a documentary in two parts. The first part of the documentary covers Martin's days working at Disneyland and doing stand-up comedy. The second part covers his film career. It's really insightful and a great watch. Netflix is about to become more than virtual. The streaming service is looking to open up two entertainment complexes. Variety says they are being called Netflix Houses, and they will be located in Pennsylvania in a town called King of Prussia, please change that name, and Dallas, Texas. Netflix Houses will try to enhance the overall Netflix experience for consumers with pop-up live experiences of shows like Stranger Things and Squid Game. In a related story, Netflix is raising their monthly fee to $4,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers out there through the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 50s to lower 60s. On your Thursday, chance of rain a little better. Showers and storms across the area, mostly cloudy skies, and highs near the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter the promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Tom. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, Republicans are so adamant that Putin should be able to just roll in and take Ukraine because Russians walked there at some point in history. So I'm thinking we should test that theory. Talk to Mexico and say, you know, we know that you were in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and other areas, and we're just really sorry that we took all that away from you. So we'd like to make a deal. We'll sell it to you. You don't have to invade or anything. We're going to let you take those areas and a freebie of Idaho also. You install a government where there is some form of democracy, and let's see how that works for a few decades. Or, if that's not far enough back, let's contact Native Americans and say, you know, Oklahoma is just really too small. We think that we should give back some of those lands and include Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and the Carolinas because, you know, you were there first, and install some form of democratic government. Why not?
Yeah, it's a nice kind of alternative universe. It would make a great science fiction novel, Sandra. I thought that where you were going when you said, you know, okay, we're going to accept Putin's logic. So, you know, why don't we just start bombing Mexico and say, you know, we're going to take Mexico back? I mean, you know, it's like if Putin can take Ukraine, Ukraine's the largest country in Europe, you know, But, point made. Sandra, thank you. Thank you very much for that. It's good to hear from you.
All right.
Thank you. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
I'm not going to bore you with telling you how happy I am that you've gotten through the worst parts of COVID, because that was something that we shared at almost the same time. I'm glad you're back in the chair. Now, I'm going to try to keep my powder dry. I'm going to try to keep my powder dry here, Tom, because I've got a lot to say, and I know I've got a brief time to say it, and I know I'm going to probably upset some of your listeners, but that's tough. I don't care about Juneteenth. I call it Joketeenth. And the reason it's a joke is because, first of all, there's something called the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which very specifically states that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in the United States. Well, I got to tell you something. The United States has more prisoners than any place in the world. And roughly almost 2 million people were incarcerated in the U.S. at the end of 2023. Disproportionately, they look exactly like those Al-Kabulanian slaves that people are talking about, they're celebrating, that were, quote-unquote, emancipated. I don't care about that. I'll tell you something else. It took 17 years in 1983. President Ronald Reagan signed Martin Luther King's holiday into law. It took 17 years till the year 2000 for all 50 states to...
Kenyatta, you just vanished.
Am I here now?
Yeah, you're back. I think you hit the mute button.
I'm sorry. Anyway,
keep going.
It took 17 years for Martin Luther King's
holiday to be observed since Reagan signed it into law in 1983. It took till 2000 before all 50 states would recognize that holiday. And by the way, states are not required to observe federal holidays. 3 years into Joe Biden signing Juneteenth into law, less than half the states recognize it. I don't care about tokens. I don't care about holidays. You know what I care about, Tom? I care about the incarceration rate of people that look like me in this country. I care about home ownership, infant mortality, which is the highest in the world for us. 84% of black children in the eighth grade cannot do math. 85% of them are functionally illiterate. Those numbers haven't changed in the 6 years I've been on this earth. I don't care about none of that. I want those numbers to change. And whoever and whatever, I don't care if it's Donald Trump, an orangutan, somebody burning crosses, Barack Obama, a male, a female, a transgender person, I don't care. I'm interested in those numbers. That's all I got.
I agree. Okay, well, that was a good one, Kenya. That was a great rant. And I hope you turn it into a great Substack newsletter.
It's just been published, sir. It's just been published, sir. Should be on your desktop in a minute.
Okay, so people can go over to Substack.com and just plug in Kenyatta, and your newsletter will pop right up, and they can read it and subscribe to it for free. I encourage them to do so. Kenyatta, thanks for the call. That was a great rant. Scott in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, that was a great little rant that he just did there, and I've got one, too. I don't care about Trump lying. That's old hat. I know that's always going to happen every day as soon as he opens his mouth. But what I'm really worried about is his proposals. And the one that I'm going to talk about right now is this thing about deporting 11 million people and having concentration camps in the interim and all the hearings that's going to entail. And the fact that if it's 11 million people and say 60% of them are employed, that's taking 5 to 6 million people out of the workforce who are paying payroll taxes into Social Security and Medicare and everything else. And then on top of that,
and they're doing a lot of work that keeps this country going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is during a labor shortage. And on top of that, we have this other little problem. This is a multi-billion dollar infrastructure to build these concentration camps. I'd like to know what Trump has planned after everybody's deported, because this is real close to Hitler sort of fascism coming to roost here. And this, for me, this is personal. I'm second generation Ukrainian American. After the Soviet Union fell, I had an aunt who went to Kiev and then to Moscow to look for people with surnames of my grandmother and my grandfather. There were none. Every living relative that I have lives in the United States. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, there just isn't any... You can see exactly what's going to happen if any of this comes to fruition. And that's basically all I have to say. But I don't understand why the Biden administration is not using this sort of information and idea in the campaign. This is really scary. This is just exactly what you're talking about earlier, about reestablishing the Confederacy, which is, you know, would have been fascism.
Yeah, the Confederacy was fascism. It was just fascism before Mussolini invented the word in 1926 or 22 right. or whatever the year was. I share your concern. And I'll just leave it at that. I share your concern. Well said, Scott. That was a great rant, too. Thank you. Caroline in Dayton, Ohio. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I was wondering if Trump would happen to pick J.D. Vance for his running mate, and then they lose.
I think he's going
to lose. Do you? Oh, and then when they lose, hopefully, that would mean Vance would have to give up his Senate seat, wouldn't it? And then we have a chance. It wouldn't.
No, Ohio does not require you. Some states require you to resign your seat if you're going to run for another office. For example, California, you know, Katie Porter had to resign her seat in the House to run for the Senate. And Adam Schiff beat her, so she's out. The same with, I'm forgetting her name, the other person who ran. But Ohio does not have a rule like that. So J.D. Vance will still be a United States Senator after the election's over. This is not the year that he's up for re-election. So he'll just go back to being a senator.
I was hoping we'd have a chance to have a special election and get rid of him and the orange turd at the same time.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But I would be willing, you know, if I was a betting man, and I'm generally not, but I would be willing to bet money that J.D. Vance is going to be Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee. He is sponsored by several right-wing billionaires who are fascism adjacent or at least skeptical of democracy. He himself has shown a willingness to basically take any crazy position that Donald Trump tells him to. He is willing to be Mike Pence level subservient, and he's willing to go beyond Mike Pence. Mike Pence was not willing to destroy American democracy. J.D. Vance has come right out and said he's perfectly willing to do it. He's a man who has basically no principles, and as far as I can tell, no morals. So I'm fully expecting him to be Trump's VP candidate. Carolyn, thanks for the call. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Okay, so first of all, I don't think that, you know, I understand the concerns that a lot of people have about the Rafah situation costing Biden a significant amount of votes, especially with the younger demographic.
Yep.
And obviously the deep fake stuff is a concern, but for the most part, I think this is overplayed. I don't think that most people are going to fall for this stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too optimistic. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, the one thing that we do know is that turnout is going to be the thing that determines who wins this election. And to the extent that the situation in Gaza, and this has got to be Bibi Netanyahu's math, right? To the extent to which the situation in Gaza is causing Democrats, particularly young Democrats in the United States, to lose enthusiasm for Biden, it increases the probability or the possibility that they won't show up to vote. Not that they'd vote for Trump, but that they just won't bother to vote this year. And if that happens in a fairly broad way, Trump becomes president. So, yeah, it's a risk. It's a very real risk.
And I think it's significant with the black population as well, right?
A lot of black people view Gazans as, you know, the oppressed racial minority that they themselves are, you know, here in the United States. And so there's a sense of identification for black people that's probably greater than that of white people outside of, you know, people who have Palestinian relatives. I can't speak to that specifically. This is my observation, but not being black, I don't know. But that's my sense.
Sure. And for the deep fake stuff, do you think, because it looks pretty lackluster so far, I think most people can look at that and say, this is fake, but the probability that this
I don't know. You know, the fake stuff about Biden wandering off at G7, that was a completely faked thing. I mean, he turned away from the group to greet a couple of parachuters who just landed behind him. And Fox News clipped that out of a shot and made it look like he had just gone senile, you know. And then that got picked up by, I believe it was picked up by Sinclair. Certainly the Wall Street Journal op-ed that essentially said the same thing was picked up by Sinclair and broadcast all over the country. There's a lot of people who I think are, and it's being hammered. I mean, even it's been debunked, you know, several times now. But still, it's showing up on YouTube. It's showing up on X. It's showing up on Facebook. So, you know, they're not going to stop lying. They know that the American people are not with them. And the only way the GOP can win this election is by lying. It's sad, but it's true. Brandon, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. And just a reminder, Congressman Mark Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be with us for the entire hour at the top of this hour as we come up here in, about 12, 13 minutes. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school. I worked on my own cars. I love driving stick. But I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hold. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Fred in Altamont Springs, Florida. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, greetings, Tom. Glad to hear you're back in the saddle again. I'm talking about Matt Gaetz. You know, you hear a lot about him, but they don't talk much about his buddy who was sentenced to 11 years in jail for what I consider a similar crime. He's a tax collector here in Seminole County.
Yeah, Joel Greenberg.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at it, it's similar crime. So, I just hope they, be able to find enough information on the Matt Gaetz to bring him down, because him and Laura Luma are the two of the worst representatives in Congress that I can think of. But that won't work out.
I totally get it.
So, yeah, if I could give a shout out to the person who's actually running for tax collector here in Seminole County, her name is Deborah Poulerian, and she's a very nice woman, and she would make a great tax collector here in Seminole County, and she's a Democrat too.
Okay. So, okay. Fred. Yep, good talking to you. Thank you very much. Diane in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Actually, a suburb of Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm going to give some good news today. After 55 years, I found the over-the-counter birth control pill at Walgreens for $19.99. I talked to the pharmacist.
That's great.
This drug is treated just like any over-the-counter drug. No age, no nothing. Now, you can't tell
now,
me.
If Trump gets elected and the Republicans take the House and Senate, that's going to end, you know.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I like to have more of on your show. Other than just voting, we need to talk about how we can win this election in November. We know the consequences. We need to know how to talk to some of these Trumpers. For my part, I'm a veteran. The first thing I say if someone says, I'm voting for Trump, I'm very nice about it and politely say, I'm a veteran. I know for a fact he is called veteran, suckers, and loser. And I'm not. And most of the time, and you know what? Most of the time, they never answer back. What are they going to say?
There you go. Diane, I got to run, but thank you. That was brilliant. Appreciate it. It's great to hear from you. We'll be back with Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the next hour. Middays with Mark. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth to Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news headlines and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.